Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Happy Thanksgiving. It is a beautiful day in Minnesota, albeit cold. I hope that you have much to be thankful for. I certainly do. And I know if you look deep, you will find something wonderful to be thankful for. I am thankful you're here with me today. I hope you're cooking. I hope you're spending time with people that you love. It doesn't mean your family. It means people that you want to be with. So I hope you're getting some of that today. Josh Wheeler is with us on the board. Josh, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
What are you doing this Thanksgiving, Josh?
I'm working at WCCO Radio.
Are you here all day?
Till 3.
Till 3.
Yes.
Okay. And then hopefully you will catch up with your family.
Yes.
And you too will have a Thanksgiving meal. Yes. And to everybody who's working today, we see you and we know that you're out there working and it is a holiday. Hopefully you'll get a comp day. We certainly do here at WCCO Radio. And again, grateful for this job, grateful for our listeners, grateful for Josh coming in today. I'm grateful for the ability to work at home because I am still in my PJs. And every Thanksgiving, since I started at WCCO Radio, which is 13 years ago at this point, I started in 2012, I have told this story. It began on my night show because I had a night show from 8 to 10, then it was 9 to 11, then I did the afternoon with John Williams, then I did the afternoon with Paul Douglas. Now I do the morning with Adam Carter. And when I started at WCCO Radio, I was very newly divorced. And it was a very painful time in my life because I don't think anybody really wants to get divorced. And I started sharing this story, my Thanksgiving story. It's hilarious and tragic and meaningful and painful and funny. And it's all of those things. And I share it with you because Thanksgiving, as any holiday, can be fraught with emotion. Yes, if you have a wonderful, loving, or messy family, it'll be great to see them. But if you are alone, and that happens, or if you've experienced loss or pain, holidays can be painful. Certainly the first ones that you experience after some kind of trauma. So I share with you my story this year. Once again, I hope you get some meaning out of it. I hope you laugh a little bit, and I hope it resonates with you. Here we go. It was the first Thanksgiving after my husband, my first husband, had moved out. It was 2011 Thanksgiving. He had the kids for the holiday, and it was my very first ever holiday without them. I decided I was going to work early in the morning after 5 years of being unemployed during the recession. I had gotten fired from my anchor job. I finally had gotten a job working for Paul Douglas. He hired me at Weather Nation to launch his national weather channel, which is what I did. And I had hired young producers and we were a 24-hour weather channel. So what I did was I told as many of them as I could to take the morning off and I went in and I covered their shifts. I was going to be alone, for goodness sake. So that's what I did. I had just started dating Mark, like 3 weeks before. It was very, very new. He hadn't met my kids, like we hadn't exchanged friends, nothing like that. It was very, very new. But he insisted that I come to his family's for Thanksgiving when he learned that I was going to be alone. And reluctantly, I agreed. Because you can't work all day. Paul even wouldn't allow that. At some point, I had to go home. So when I got home from work, I started making my uncle's pecan pie. Okay, it's a fantastic recipe, but as my uncle makes it, it requires rum and sometimes a lot of rum. So I began making the pie and I began feeling very lonely because at this point I was home from work. I was living in Eden Prairie in the home I was raising my children in and the house was silent. My children were with their dad. And the trauma of the divorce was sinking in. And I was lonely and miserable. As I continued to bake the pie, I added rum to the pie. And then I thought, oh, okay, a little rum sounds good. I began taking sips. And more of the rum went in the pie. And more of the rum went into me. And so on and so on. More pie, more rum for the pie, more rum for the chef. So as you can imagine, I had been up early. I'm sure I didn't eat. By the time the pie was ready for the oven, I was loaded, absolutely drunk, knockered. I put the pie in the oven. And by the way, it has to cook for like 70 minutes. So it takes a while. And then I just crawled upstairs to my bedroom. I flopped on the bed and I began to drunkenly cry and sob about my situation. Yes, it was a whole full-on pity party that I was happening for myself on the first Thanksgiving without my kids. Nothing funny about it, by the way, other than maybe how I looked at the time. Mark came to pick me up and I said to him, there is no way that I can be around actual other humans. I am a total mess. I haven't met your family. I am a complete disaster. And he looked at me and he said, clean yourself up, grab the pie and get in the car. You're coming to Thanksgiving. Mark does have this way of being very persuasive. So I obliged. I washed my face, changed my clothes, got the pie, which somehow turned out well. And I got in the car. This was a big mistake. I arrived at his Aunt Carol's house, still drunk, but now drunk, sad, and a mess. He was trying to introduce me to his family as if I was a normal person, like a normal functioning human being on Thanksgiving and his new girlfriend. But let's be real, I was a complete disaster. That should not have been in public. Still loaded. Again, I'm still drunk. I'm sure Mark probably got me a glass of wine. I stumbled into the bathroom at Aunt Carol's house. I crumpled onto the floor and I just began to sob. I started crying. I couldn't control myself. And yes, of course, the rum was helping let all of these emotions out. People who needed the bathroom began to knock on the door. I didn't even answer them. Thank goodness Aunt Carol had more than one bathroom in her home. I just laid there and I sobbed. And Mark tried to come in, but I locked the door. I kind of yelled at him quietly that this was a huge mistake. You shouldn't have listened to me. I'm not even a person. Look at me. I'm a total mess. I'm embarrassing you. I can't handle this. It was a complete disaster. His mom, who I had just met, she's a lovely person. She remembers this story. She tried to coax me out of the bathroom and said, Jordana, we're sitting down for dinner. Nothing. I couldn't even respond. She offered to make me a plate to eat it in the bathroom. I wasn't hungry. I was a mess. And now my behavior was ridiculous. I was like a toddler throwing a tantrum that locked myself in the bathroom of my new boyfriend's family Thanksgiving. after more than an hour. Humiliation, crying, just trauma. The entire meal was served, it was eaten, and it was over. Mark finally knocked on the door, and he said, "We're done. If you come out, I will take you home." Humiliated and heartbroken over missing my kids and now making a fool of myself at Thanksgiving, I did escape the bathroom and I fled into his car. I didn't even say goodbye to anybody. I was just an awful guest. I'm sure all of the Grossfields thought I was an absolute lunatic with zero manners, and I'm sure they had a great time making fun of him for having this crazy new girlfriend who probably was not going to last through the night. I tell you this story, friends, because someone right now is having that Thanksgiving. Someone is crying on their own or in someone else's bathroom. They are experiencing pain or loss or loneliness. And I recount this story to reach out to that person and tell you, you don't have to get off the floor. It's okay. You don't have to stop crying. But I tell this story to tell you that it does get better and that this Thanksgiving could be the worst day of your life. This too shall pass. And it did for me. Mark and I eventually got married. Yes, his family forgave me for that insane Thanksgiving. One of the most embarrassing and saddest days ever did pass. And by the way, it gave me a great story to tell on Thanksgiving on the radio. It's been 14 years since that Thanksgiving. My children, by the way, still do this holiday with their dad. They're all in New Jersey, having a great time with his side of the family. And I am so glad for that. By the way, I still make the pecan pie to bring to Mark's family for this holiday. I made them last night. And I will be bringing them a little less rum this year. And we are going, once again, not Aunt Carol. This year it's Aunt Deb. Aunt Carol will be there. That's where we're going for dinner. And this year, my friends, I'm going to eat the pie. I am going to let others use the bathroom. And I'm going to reflect on how much I have to be grateful for. And my reminder to you, if you are on the bathroom floor or any floor and you are sad today, this too shall pass. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll be right back.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jor, was the pie really good because of the tears? You guys get me. You know, that year, that pie, I never got to eat it. I dropped it off. I never ate it. So I have no idea how the pie tasted or if the tears made it better. Hopefully it did. I have heard that. The tears of the chef. That's right. Your texts are fun. Thank you for sharing and letting me share that story and being funny. Happy Thanksgiving to the Adam and Jordana Show. Thanks for entertaining me daily. Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Jordana, you should film a YouTube putting together that pecan pie, labeling it Squeaky Chef. I feel bad for you in the rum episode. I have always held that a little bit of booze is medicinal, but in excess, it's poison. Yes, it did not help me that year in any way, shape, or form. Maybe it was good in the pie. I don't remember. Michelle from Marine, thank you, honey. Jordana, you're a treasure. Happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate you. Oh, these texts are fun. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Every year, I tell that story. And if you've been listening, you get it. Like this texter, Jor. Your story has become a holiday tradition for me as I cook. The holidays are hard for me, and for a brief moment as I listen, I lose track of what bothers me and find myself grateful for the gentle reminder you gave me that this too shall pass. You think I'd believe it now at the age of 70. So thanks, Jordana. Lots of love to you. Oh, I love you. Thank you. I love this text. I'm sending love to you. And you know, holidays, certainly as we age, we have holidays and we think of the people who are no longer there. So I feel you on that. I really do. Jordana, thanks for sharing your story when you were so vulnerable and sad. Every year it makes me think about how we are all that way at some point. Also, I love pecan pie even more now. Thank you so much. Yes, I only make the pecan pie once a year. Mark and I love it, but I only make it once a year because it has that like weird yet special meaning for me. Jordana, your message helped me through my divorce. Several years ago, I sent you a message and you returned it with the same message that this too will pass. Oh, thank you. I believe in that message. I really do. I wear a ring. In Hebrew, it says Gam Tzayivor, which means this too shall pass in Hebrew. And I bought both of my girls rings like that. We wear them all the time because you know what? Life is hard sometimes. And I don't mean to bring anybody down. Thanksgiving is supposed to be a joyous and festive holiday, and it should be, and it can be, but it doesn't mean it negates all our other feelings that sometimes we're struggling a little bit. And I make no bones about the fact that I still miss my kids, you know, but Thanksgiving is their dad's holiday and they have different memories for Thanksgiving. And I have come to accept that. And acceptance doesn't mean I'm thrilled about it, but it means I accept it. It's okay. It's okay. And I hope that you can find some acceptance with whatever you're struggling with in your life today. And thank you for letting me share my story. Again, don't want to bring anybody down. Want to keep them happy. Jor, will you share your pecan pie recipe? Of course I will. Of course I will. You too can get this pecan pie recipe if you go to your grocery store and you get a jar, it's a plastic container, of the Karo syrup, K-A-R-O syrup. It's the one on the side of the Karo syrup. It's so easy. It's just on the side. Of course, the rum that my Uncle Michael added in and that I add too much in, that's just to taste. You can do as much or as little of the rum as you want. It's not on the recipe, but it adds a little flavor. So literally, it's not a secret recipe. I'm not a great cook. There's nothing special, nothing secret. I buy a pre-made crust. I do that. I buy a pre-made crust. I don't prick it or anything. It's a pre-made frozen crust. I make the pecan. Takes 5 minutes. Make the filling. And it goes in the oven for about 65, 70 minutes. I made them last night while I was sober and not sad. So check them out. They're on my Instagram, at Jordana Verde. Hopefully I didn't overcook the crust. They look a little brown, but I think it'll be pretty good. So I appreciate that. So there, that's the recipe. And David tried to tell me, because I was worried about the Karo syrup. My son is always on me about ultra-processed foods. He won't be eating the pie, as he is in New Jersey. But I was talking yesterday with you guys about what else I can use instead of the Karo syrup, because it's so processed. It really is. I mean, it's just nothing but processed sugars and basically diabetes in a pie crust. One day a year we can have it, but it's not great for you. And David said that I should substitute maple syrup instead of the Karo syrup. I hope I'm saying it right. Karo. I have no idea how to say it because it's not real.
Tomato, tomato.
There you go. But I did not. I did not substitute because you know what? I didn't want to mess with it. It's a good pie the way it is. I didn't want to mess with it. Like one piece of pie every year. We're going to get through it. We're going to be okay. Deb, Paul and Deb in Coon Rapids. Jor, thanks for being on the air this holiday. It's a fun gift to hear you, and I can relate to your story. Thank you, Paul and Deb. Everybody, by the way, should be able to relate to that story, only because life is not perfect. Life is not 100% joyful. We have hard times, even on days like Thanksgiving that are supposed to be happy. And sometimes the holidays are worse, because if you are somebody who doesn't have a big family, or if you're estranged from your family, or if, you know, your friends have moved away or passed, or it's not easy to be so joyous on a holiday like this when everybody's Instagram pictures seem perfect. By the way, those are just the pictures. So just remember, this too shall pass. I wear that ring every day. Gam tzayivor in Hebrew. This too shall pass. And it will. It will. Everything changes. Everything changes. This Thanksgiving, I have decided that we are going to play, with Josh's help and David's help, some of our best of segments. We've had some really, I think we do a lot of great interviews here. We have some terrific guests that always just surprise me and delight me. Some frustrate me. We're not playing those today. But one of those guests was Bill Doherty. Bill is the co-founder of an organization called Braver Angels of Minnesota. It's a group that tries to turn down political divisiveness. And if we ever need that message, we need it today on Thanksgiving, when Uncle Phil and Aunt Karen are coming to the table and might want to stir the pot. So Bill Doherty, the co-founder of Braver Angels, is next on CCO. A little chilly out there, but I see people.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Turkey trotting it up in my neighborhood. I'm grateful not to be part of the turkey trot family. I can't do it. And especially in Minnesota, it is a cold, cold morning. But as you prepare for Thanksgiving, I also hope you are steeling yourself, because oftentimes political talk goes around the Thanksgiving table. Never a good idea, by the way. Never, unless you guys are all on the same page, which is doubtful in any family. Never a good idea. We had a conversation a few weeks ago with Bill Doherty. Bill Doherty is the co-founder of Braver Angels of Minnesota. It is a group that does try to turn down the rhetoric and turn down just that heightened political divisiveness. And we talked specifically about how to deal with your family with delicate topics, i.e. politics, on Thanksgiving Day. Here's Bill.
You going to sit down and talk politics at the Thanksgiving table? What are you, nuts? Bill Doherty, co-founder of Braver Angels of Minnesota. Bill, are you nuts if you sit down and talk politics at the Thanksgiving table? Come on.
You can't account for your relatives.
That's right.
Can we uninvite them, Bill? I mean, is that the only option?
No, you pay a big price for that. People don't forget that.
Yeah. Before we get into some actual advice here, let's talk a little bit about Braver Angels of Minnesota. You are by trade, you're a family therapist. You're also a professor at the University of Minnesota. I'll have to have my son take one of your classes, sir.
Well, I'm retired now, but yes, I was there for 38 years. Yep.
Excellent. And you started Braver Angels, and you're running a Braver Angels family and politics workshop. Tell our listeners about Braver Angels.
Yeah, well, we started right after the 2016 presidential election nationally. Our first workshop was in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And what we're about is to try to bring people together across this very toxic political divide. And we say we don't try to change people's minds about policies or politicians, but change the mind about each other.
Okay, we're 9 years in. How's that going for you?
Well, what do you think? We're just mopping it up right now. It's mostly done. I hope to move on to bigger problems.
Okay, you solved it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the good news is that most people now know we have a big problem on our hands with our division. We started 9 years ago. A lot of people thought, hey, if they're side one, that's good. You know, it's all well. What's happening now is that every 2 or 4 years, one side, you know, gets 51%, the other 49%, and then everybody blocks each other.
I mean, Bill, you are doing the Lord's work. You really are trying with Braver Angels to bring us together. And that might be working in the community. You know, I'm sure it's working in your workshops, because there are people that are open to change. You're working with people who want to hear the message and who want to communicate with each other and maybe hear a different side. When you look at Congress, I mean, we're coming off the heels of this shutdown. They don't seem to be able to talk to each other. I mean, what advice would you have for Congress? Because right now we've just kicked the can down the road till December or January where we're going to have another vote. So give some advice for our lawmakers, because you know they streamed the show and they're all listening right now.
Of course. Of course. They follow me all the time as well. Right. They call me every day. Well, two things I'll say. One is, if we over-focus on Washington, that's when we get into despair, because there's lots to be done locally and at the state level. But number two, there is something in Congress called the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is 25 Democrats, 25 Republicans. They meet every week to share a meal together and to try to figure out how to do more bipartisan work. So we have to support and reward the members of Congress who are trying to work together.
On local level, because all politics is local, and I love that this is an effort by, you know, city council members and state lawmakers and county representatives. How do you translate that into how you deal in your day-to-day life? I think a lot of us, we reach a breaking point where we're just like, you know what, I'm just not going to talk to that person anymore. I'm going to block them. I'm going to mute them on social media. Is that the right thing to do, or what's your advice?
Yeah, this problem has entered everyday life, family life, work relationship, friendships. And there are ways to, and this is what we do in our Brave Angels workshops, there are ways to learn how to not surrender your beliefs, but to stop fighting and escalating with people. So we talk about it in our Families and Politics workshop. We talk about the prime directive, like Star Trek. Don't try to change a family member's mind about something that's important to them. Don't go into a conversation to enlighten the other person. It's going to backfire. But go into it to listen, to express your views, and to just have a sharing of opinions, but without trying to change somebody.
Okay, so you can share your thoughts, and then you just sort of have to end it with, thank you for sharing. We'll agree to disagree. Is that how you, because eventually you want to stop the conversation. You don't want to keep going back and forth.
Usually what we find is if you listen carefully, there's something you can agree with. Let's say immigration, you know, which we're, you know, maybe you completely disagree about ICE, right? And what ICE is doing, but you can agree we need to regulate our borders. Sure. You might agree that the kids who came here, you know, not of their own volition, you know, that they should get a break. I mean, there might be five or six things you actually agree on rather than just focus on what you disagree on about ICE.
That's such a great point, because, you know, I think that's what we try to do here on the radio station, because we get texters and callers all the time who obviously disagree with us, try to find something that we do agree on, and okay, that's step one. What is step two? Does that lead to change, or does that, or are we still just divided? And well, we might agree on one thing, but everything else we're never going to see the light of day. How does this continue to progress where we might see meaningful change in how we talk politics?
Well, we're doing in Braver Angels, we're doing a whole series of workshops in Minnesota around the country on immigration, where we're bringing together eight reds, eight blues who differ on this to see if they can find common ground. But we create a process where people listen to each other, and you start with values and you start with concerns. You don't start with policy. And then you find out you have a lot more in common about values and concerns. And then you get into policy. And what we're finding is there's a lot of common ground in this country around immigration that doesn't show up when the politicians just sort of, you know, create their own brand around it.
And also, and I guess, Adam, this is a question for you. And at Braver Angels, is that the goal? Is it change, or is it just civility? Is it the ability to have a conversation with someone who maybe you're never going to agree with, but you can still exist in the same space without, you know, calling them a negative word or accusing them of ruining our country? I mean, is the goal change, or is it just civility?
The goal is to change our minds about each other, to get away from having contempt for each other, stereotyping each other. That's what it's about. And we think when that happens, people, they do find some things they can agree on. But if you see the other side not just as political opponents, but as enemies, and this is what the research is showing, is that people increasingly see those who disagree with them as morally evil. How do you work together in a country like that?
That these people are my enemies. They're no longer the we differ our views, but that person is an enemy.
That's
and
right.
Has ideas that will destroy this country.
Exactly, and that they want to. So take like school reform, educational issues. See, if I think that you are against teachers unions because you want to destroy the educational opportunities for our children, or you're in bed with the unions and you don't care about children, what does that mean? What kind of person are you who doesn't care about children? Whereas the reality is that hardly anybody wakes up in the morning and says, how do I undermine the education of our children today? Right?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Right? Of course. And so what we differ, this is one of the main things I've learned in my 9 years with Braver Angels, that we're closer together on core values and aspirations for our children, our community, for health, for education. We're a lot closer than we realize. Where we differ a lot, of course, is the means to get there, the policies. But what I had to learn to do was stop assuming that if you differ with me on a policy, you differ with me on fundamental values, and fundamental goals.
We're talking to Bill Daugherty, co-founder of the Braver Angels here in Minnesota. You got an event coming up on the 15th. Tell us about that. Is it specifically for heading into the holidays where you're going to be differing with those family members who have opposing views?
It's called Families and Politics. And people are interested. 9 to noon in Eagan on Saturday morning. There's still places people can still enroll. They can go to Braver Angels Minnesota Events. So Google Braver Angels Minnesota Events, and I'll be leading the workshop. And we'll have some fun with it. You know, we talk about different roles in families, like the family gladiator, you know, the person who is there to set everybody straight.
That's Jordana, by the way.
I'm the peacemaker. Yeah.
Well, then we have a peacemaker. Mm-hmm. We have a sniper. We have, you know, the person who just sort of sarcastically jabs at you.
Yeah.
So we have a little fun. We ask people to think about who in their family is difficult with them and what role they play. Then, see, humility is a part of what we do in Braver Angels. Because we ask people to say, when you're not at your best, which of these roles do you play?
Mm.
Okay. And then we have people do some practice and so it's an enjoyable, and it's also about how to avoid getting into conversations that you don't want to have,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because you have to have the right to not engage, but to do it in a friendly, polite way, you know, you can say, hey, let's not go there today, okay? We can talk about politics later.
And that's what someone asked. I just want to read a text question. Someone says, please ask him how to deal with people who disagree on facts.
Ah, yeah, great question. So here's my answer to that. Facts, policy relevant facts, are about social trust. They're about who we trust. Most of us don't have direct access to facts about policy. So I don't need any expert to tell me I'm on a call with you now, but climate change, how many undocumented immigrants are criminals? These are based on experts and news sources that we trust. And so what we've learned in Braver Angels is to not get hung up on facts at the beginning of a conversation. Try to develop a trusting relationship. Talk to each other. We have a little program, by the way, called Walk a Mile in My News, where people spend a month listening to each other's and watching each other's news sources, and then they come to understand how people get where they are.
Oh,
love
boy.
That.
Yes.
Love
I've that. Tried that before.
Me too. takes, get frustrated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you come together and you have coffee with a person, and you say, gee, if I was seeing your sources, I agree with you. And then maybe we could decide on some trustworthy third sources that we could both look at.
Bill, you're wonderful to talk to. I hope you'll come back on the show a lot. Thank you, sir.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Again, that was Bill Daugherty, and his organization is called Braver Angels of MN, braverangels.org. You know, they do events, but think about what he said. Walk a mile in my news. Can you imagine just for 2 weeks watching the opposite of what you usually watch. This is enlightening. I couldn't last 2 weeks, but I have tried this to watch other news sources, like really super far right that I wouldn't consider news necessarily, because you have to understand where people are learning about things like conspiracy theories and if they are getting facts or how they're presented. And I'm talking about this on both sides. Some people might think MSNBC is an indoctrinating channel. So I don't know that I could do it for 2 weeks, but it's a really good exercise to see what somebody who you don't agree with is hearing, is watching, is being exposed to. Because then at least, yeah, you're not going to say, oh, yeah, I'm changed. But you are going to say, I see how they can feel that way or think that way after consuming these media. I think it's an important step toward understanding each other better. A frustrating one, but an important step. Also important, when do you kick out the house guests? Let's talk about this. You know, people, the saying is fish and house guests after 3 days start to smell. Is 3 days the limit? You're going to have to covertly text me or call me on this one if somebody is staying in your home longer than 3 days and you're listening to me while you're prepping your Thanksgiving dinner this morning. But 651-461-9226, what is the statute of limitations on house guests, especially around high-stress holiday like Thanksgiving? I'll be right back. I'm so glad many of you, and I can tell by your texts, appreciated that segment with Bill Doherty. It was a very timely segment to replay today because he just has such a good handle on how we can turn down the negativity and the fighting and just really is in the weeds of doing the work of treating each other with respect and helping really understand each other. You know, our politicians yell and scream about, oh, being nicer, or turning down the rhetoric, or they even, like Marjorie Taylor Greene has even said, she's sorry for the part that she has played in the divisiveness in this country. And that's good awareness. I'm not taking that away from her. But the exercise about the walking 2 weeks in someone's news, it's a good one. It's hard, by the way. I feel like we should do it on the show. Maybe in the new year, maybe that'll be one of our resolutions. All of us will, or some of us, anyone who wants to participate, we'll do that. And maybe we'll do for 2 weeks. Anyway, that's for the new year. I'm totally off track here. I was asking now about house guests. House guests. The saying is, fish and house guests start to smell after 3 days. Is it true? Because I know folks that are coming for the week for Thanksgiving. Someone texted in, 2 weeks is forever. Oh boy, I cannot imagine having a guest in my home for 2 weeks. That would, I mean, unless you have a giant home and they get their own wing, you know, where you really don't have to see them. But even just having somebody in the kitchen constantly or having somebody there all the time. The person who's there all the time is your partner, or your spouse, or your mate, or your kids. But having somebody else in that space, unless you just really are two peas and you get along and you love having them there, even like a sister or a brother. I have a sister and a brother. I think they'd both drive me nuts after 2 days. My parents I could handle, but they want their own space now because they're older. So they when they come and visit, they stay in a hotel, which is great. It works out for everybody, and it's probably the better way to go. But I will say this. When we go visit my parents, like in Florida, we stay in their house. And I wonder if we are – I keep asking them, are we too much? Or do you want us to go stay in a hotel? And they're nice about it, but do you think they're lying? They might be lying. You guys, tell me, are they lying? It's not really about me. It's just about having anybody in your house for more than a few days. 651-461-9226. I bring this up because a survey of 2,000 people in the general population, this is Americans, were asked at how long they're happy to have a guest stay with them. And the average answer was 6 days. 6 days! That's a long time! Oof. My God! That is a long time, 6 days. Really? You guys must have big, giant mansions. I have a regular house. I can't imagine. Like a guest, friends, or even my parents staying with me, or my brother and sister staying with me for days. My goodness. The study went on to say anything longer than that, the average respondent feels the guest is overstaying, with 33% starting to drop hints that it's time to go. A fifth say not to be subtle. They say that you actually have to outright say you need to leave. But that's after 6 days. Now, respondents' children are able to stay for at least 10 days. So if you have grown kids, they're allowed to stay for 10 days. It varies. But in-laws and family members, by the way, are encouraged to stay for 5 days. Okay, so I get it. So like friends or distant relatives, 6 days. Your kids can stay for 10, adult kids. But your parents or other close family members are only allowed to stay for 5 days. I don't know. Does that sound right? It probably is. I might just be a pain in the butt to live with. And I'm very happy being solitary, like having quiet and being alone. Maybe that's why I think 6 days sounds like a really long time. I'm also okay with telling people, okay, you need to go now. We need our own space. Absolutely. I think the older you get, the easier it is to say something like that. Although I don't know that I would ever be able to tell my children that. Marley moved back in after she graduated. By the way, she's still here. She lives here now and she does not pay rent. So am I telling her to leave? Absolutely not. Do I like having her? Yes. Does she annoy me sometimes? Absolutely. But, you know, she's my kid. I'm never going to tell her to leave. She's saving money and planning her life. She's working. She's got a plan. She says after a year she's moving out, so I'm trying to embrace. But that does exceed the 6 days or 10 days for children. All right, let me know. Keep them coming in the text. Josh has quick takes for us. What's coming up next on Quick Takes, my friend?
Oh, just a really bad operation by the Mayo Clinic gone wrong. It's you'll want to hear this one. Also, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, all that good fun coming up as well.
All coming up after the news on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.